Busy week for the folks that are involved in our Wisconsin beef industry. Come on in, everybody. Stay by the radio. It's time for another Checkoff Chat brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, your beef checkoff dollars. And, of course, that includes a lot of our dairy producers and also by the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Remember, all their locations around the state of Wisconsin there to provide you top quality opportunities for marketing all of your livestock. Go to equitycoop.com and find out a little bit more. Happy to have in studio with us today Val Gaffney from out by Barneveld. She is the president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association and has been one busy person, not just on the farm with getting ready for your bull sale later in the month of February, but also fresh off the trip down to San Antonio with the rest of the Wisconsin beef producers for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Cattlemen's Beef Board. What'd you take in, Val? What'd you get off that one?
Well, as Wisconsin Beef Council president, I got my assignment to the national committee. And I get to sit on the Health and Nutrition Committee at a national level and work with beef councils from across the nation at figuring out a way to get more beef into our school lunches, into our senior meals, also our WIC programs, get those things included. It was an exciting conversation. Obviously, our political climate is friendly to making those things happen, so we want to get as much done as we can.
What seems to be the sticking point? Because I'm sure there's a lot of farmers out there going, yes, yes, just like they want to see more fluid milk in schools. Yes, yes. But there are some specific guidelines. There are some real challenging restrictions that the beef industry is up against to try to make that happen.
That's correct. I didn't realize what all this committee does, but they do the research of beef and figure out how it fits into a healthy lifestyle. And then on the other side of the spectrum, when our farm pays our dues to NCBA, that research is used to help lobby to get that into the MyPlate discussion and into the recommended daily allowances. And so between your NCBA membership, your Farm Bureau membership, it's an important part of what we all do as producers to make sure our dollar that we pay on the checkoff side goes as far as it can.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were mentioning about now, really, it's more important than ever that beef producers, and of course that always includes dairy, stay engaged in this conversation. There are some schools that are routinely adopting meatless Mondays or going to more plant-based product. I don't know if they think it's cool, Val, but apparently they're having an easier time with USDA's dietary guidelines than our beef producers.
Yes. Our dairy friends have put up the fight a long time ago to get milk labeled milk. And now it's the animal protein's turn to figure out how we're going to attack this issue. And there's no clear solution to it. And quite honestly, I believe it really needs to start in our homes with our own families and those who sit around our table. We need to have those hard conversations and figure out why our closest family members aren't behind our products 110% like we are.
Mm-hmm. Very good point. Val Gaffney, president of the Wisconsin Beef Council in studio. This is Checkoff Chat. We're going to do a live version of Checkoff Chat coming up this Friday at the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Winter Convention. It's going to be at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. The full itinerary is online. Friday is the real big day because it also kind of brings together University Extension's Dairy and Beef Wellness Campaign early in the day, and then, of course, recognizing some of our leaders in the beef industry that evening. Why do you think meetings like the Winter Conference for Beef Producers are so valuable, Val? I mean, we have fun. It's great to get together. But why do you think it's important to come together as a producing group?
We need to take our conversations to the next level. We need to look above and beyond what's going on our personal operations and figure out how we are going to transition so that maybe our children can come in the future, or maybe we are looking to go out and so that we have our business best set up so that we can make that next lifestyle transition and have everybody set up and all the things in place to make those transitions smooth. We thoroughly enjoy the Cattlemen's Conference. The speakers are outstanding. And it's a small, tight-knit group. You get personal contact with world-renowned speakers, and you can ask them your questions.
Yeah, very much tailor-made for that face-to-face individual conversations. When you look at the agenda for this year, like I said, it's new to have this dairy and beef wellness extension program coupled in with that. What do you really look at as far as content on this year's program, Val, that gets you excited?
I'm excited to hear the gentleman coming from Wendy's to talk about their brand positioning. You know, when all of our fast food restaurants have done an outstanding job of keeping beef at the center of their menu, and each of them has a different take on how they're doing it. And if you don't follow the Wendy's story, I encourage you to look that up. They've been very proactive about connecting with beef producers and making what we do a priority for them and letting us be our experts in our field. They're behind us 110%, and I'm excited to hear his message and see what they're seeing on the consumer front and feedback from their positioning.
Well, and like you mentioned, Val, these conversations are happening all over the place. You don't have to go to San Antonio. You don't have to go to the winter conference, although we would encourage you to. But coming together and hearing what other beef producers are experiencing, maybe it's feedback on social media. Maybe they had a speaking event and got questions or feedback. Maybe they noticed their local grocer doing something. You know, those hallway conversations can be some of the most rewarding at winter conference.
Oh, yes. I take those home every year. It's exciting to know what's on people's minds, where they're headed. These are people you don't normally engage with on a daily, day-to-day manner, and we're all busy. This is time to clear your plate and make this a priority.
Well, and I like it. It also shows the diversity in the industry in Wisconsin. You know, you, like you said, you get caught up in your own world. You and Scott getting ready for the bull sale at the end of the month. You get caught up in your own world, and you forget the levels of different types of beef production, different styles, different philosophies we've got. But at the winter conference, everybody comes together.
They do. And you speak to those different tiers. Right now, an exciting thing's going on in the Wisconsin beef industry. We have more dairy beef cross calves being produced. And a lot of them are heading out of state to have pounds put on and then head to slaughter. For me, that's kind of heavy on my heart. Let's figure out a way to keep those calves here. Let's figure out producers that like to feed and keep those dollars in the Wisconsin economy.
Do you encourage young people? I mean, everybody's going to say, this is a terrible time, Pam. But do you still find enthusiasm from young people to take on those kinds of challenges and add their own personal spin?
Oh, definitely. And I think we've all got to be upfront and honest about the young people around us. The cattle market is very cyclical, and we're in one of those cyclical lows. We don't do a good job anticipating that. We sure enjoy the highs, but the reality is we're usually on the downside a lot more times than we are on the upside. And Scott and I try to be very honest with our kids what's going on in the market. Who's moving cattle? Who's moving dollars? Where that action is happening and how we need to position our operation just to do better to survive.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you are of the mind frame that farmers are not very intelligent, don't work with technology, the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Winter Conference can really turn your opinion around on that, because believe me, they are on the cutting edge of what's going on with beef production, the way they raise their animals, the way they treat their animals, the way they market their animals. And again, like we said, trying to tell that story to the non-farm consumers. So please plan on joining us. That's Friday and Saturday at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A lot of the content and those great speakers Val was alluding to are on Friday. You are welcome to walk up and register for the event. WisconsinCattleman.com's got some of the information for you, or our friends at the Wisconsin Beef Council are happy to help you out as well. Val Gaffney in studio with us, president of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And like we said, you want to see Checkoff Chat live and in person? We'll be doing one during the annual awards banquet on Friday evening in Wisconsin Dells. And that, my friends, is your Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars and our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Remember, find out more about their marketing opportunities for all of your livestock at equitycoop.com.